Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Well, first it was a fraud. Now it's a roid. Less than flattering takes on Yankee player Alex Rodriguez's nickname, A-Rod. Joining us now is NPR's Mike Pesca. And Mike, big news over the weekend that Alex Rodriguez tested positive for steroids back in 2003 when he was with the Texas Rangers. What's the reaction now on Monday?
Well, I would say in this town, perhaps throughout every baseball city in America, Alex Rodriguez is possibly less popular than that lady who had 14 kids. He was never a well-liked player, as great as he is. And let's be clear, this is the guy who is probably the best player in baseball, who's definitely the richest player in baseball, but never had a great reputation for reasons that were mostly intangible. The fact that he had never won a World Series came into play. And in Joe Torre's book, which is where that A-Fraud reference comes up, in Joe Torre's book, they said that that was a nickname that he had, A-Fraud. But now it is revealed that Sports Illustrated has four independent sources that say in 2003, when baseball was doing testing, just to establish a baseline of how bad steroid use was in the league, when they were doing that testing back then, Alex Rodriguez was one of the ones who tested positive for two forms of steroids. It's not a good week for A-Rod.
And he's not saying anything. The players' union isn't saying anything. Nobody is saying really anything about this. So is it up for debate at all, or...?
Well, it's the fact that there are four anonymous sources, sure, makes it up for debate. And then you have to question if the reports are even true. Why is this being leaked now? There's a lot of speculation as to why it's being leaked. This comes with the background of a Barry Bonds trial set to start on March 2nd. Also in the background is this, of course, this Joe Torre book, which was perhaps going to be a big factor in the upcoming baseball season after the Yankees went out and signed prominent free agents for almost $500 million cumulatively. Then comes the Joe Torre book, which tells some tales out of school. And now comes the A-Rod story. So it will definitely have legs. And the past has been that there have been a couple other Yankees who have been linked to steroids, strongly linked, let's just say, to the point where Jason Giambi, one of the players, all but admitted it, and people forgave him.
Well, at least he apologized.
That's the thing. And Andy Pettit did admit it. And last season, in spring training in the Yankees facility in Tampa, last season started with an Andy Pettit press conference where he answered dozens and dozens of reporters' questions, seemed contrite. People were ready to forgive Andy Pettit. Who knows how Alex Rodriguez will handle it? Perhaps he'll come clean if the reports are true. Perhaps the reports aren't true. But I think the big issue is that people already liked Andy Pettit. They were ready to like Andy Pettit. Jason Giambi was pretty well liked. Alex Rodriguez, unless he's hitting home runs that day, has just never been well liked. So it adds an extra dimension to how he's going to handle this, what of his reputation he can salvage.
Okay, so this is a guy who was on his way to beating the home run record.
Most likely, unless he had an injury, right?
Right, and he has a $275 million 10-year contract. He has 9 more years to go. So what's going to happen to him? I read some quote in the New York Times over the weekend where one Yankee official is quoted as saying his legacy is gone.
Yeah. Although, what was his legacy to begin with? If he didn't win a World Series, his legacy was going to be the best player and richest player who never won a World Series. And, oh, by the way, that's exactly what this team was doing before he got here. But right now, it looks like Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, A-Roid, A-Fraud. I won't tell you what the New York Post headline is, but it starts with an A. Now it looks like his legacy couldn't be in a worse shape.
And NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.